Yeah, I mean, we didn't talk to you guys. I didn't visit with you guys last year, the last couple years that I was at the Combine. So I think that would be the biggest difference to this point.
Would you project Kevin Dodd in the defense? What position does he fill?
You know, I think right now we're looking some sort of outside rush player. You know, I think that in our experience in this defense with Dean and going back to New England and what he's done in Baltimore and what we did in Houston, you know, we had those defensive ends that became, you know, outside linebackers, rushers, whether that be Willie McGinnis, Terrell Suggs, you know, you see what JD and Whitney, you know, Merciless, and you know, you take those college defensive ends and you make them, you know, outside linebackers. Using myself as an example, that's not a transition that happens overnight. Sometimes it happens quicker for some guys. You know, it took me a couple years, and I'm excited to work with Kevin. I've talked to him, and if he's willing to work and put the work and the time and the effort in, I think we're going to be more than happy to develop and help him develop. Yeah, I think that anytime that you look at a skill set of a player, you try to do what the player does well. You can put them there first. You know, you start working with what he does best first, and then you develop and you fix and you change the things that they don't do well. And I think that instead of overloading them with a bunch of stuff, I think we just need to concentrate and evaluate on what he does well and try to enhance that and then fix and change the stuff that, you know, mean the areas of focus.
Have there been some guys that you were familiar with where they got the job and then watched tape, kind of jumped out at you?
But, you know, we've played against, you know, being in Houston, we competed against the Titans, and so obviously you watch a lot of film offensively. You know, familiar with Ben Jones, you know, he was in the locker room when I was a coach there. I've gotten to know Taylor, just being in town, different events. You know, there have been players in our building, whether it's a Dory Jackson or Logan Ryan, Jack Conklin, Daquan Jones, some of these guys rehabbing. Kevin Byard, you know, all these players that come in that are around town that, you know, I'm just excited to get to know them as people. They talk about their families, their charitable interests, how they ended up at, you know, use Middle Tennessee State for an example, you know, and you just, you know, kind of get to know them. Tell them about my family, tell them about my kids, my wife, my journey through the NFL and where I've coached. Specialty, I wouldn't call it specialty. I don't know if you use that word, but coached line. Yeah, I coached. Yeah, I played it and coached it.
Where do you see the Titans linebackers at now? Where do you see?
I think we can all improve. I think listening to what you asked about, you know, to John, where we need to improve. We need to improve. The goal is that we improve at every position. And I think that I learned this early on as a player in my career that our job as coaches and scouts and general managers is to try to replace every player on the roster with one that's better and cheaper. And as a player, your job is to not let that happen. And I watched the draft for 13 years as a player because I wanted to see who was being drafted to try to replace me. And my wife said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm watching the draft. I'm 30 years old. They're going to draft somebody to take my job." And she's like, "Well, you're supposed to be doing yard work." And I said, "Well, I'm going to watch this, and then I'm going to go back out and do the yard work." And so I think it's okay to have those conversations with the players because that's our job as coaches and players and scouts. Everybody's trying to earn their job and prove that they belong every day.
Coach, John talked about you guys.
Running backs on our roster, is that what was your question?
Your evaluation.
Sure. I think we have some big, powerful runners. You know, DeMarco is a proven player in this league. Derek is a young player that performed well. When given opportunity, excited about Fluellen, excited about David. You know, Kafani, we a little bit of an unknown, but certainly, just like every position we talked about, we're looking to add and improve at every position on our roster. Well, I think that we'll have some time for practice to determine that. We don't practice. Told our coaches we're going to have the, like everybody else, we're going to have the best plays and the best scheme in the league. But we'll find out if we're any good at coaching when they come here in April and May and June and July. We'll have the best plays just like everybody else, but we'll find out if we got good coaches in April.
Mike, here at the Combine, obviously you're here to watch these guys work out, but how much importance do you put on the actual sitting these guys down and meeting them
Yeah, I enjoy – this is the best part of the job, when you can actually talk to players, right? That's why you coach. You don't coach to hang out with other coaches. Like, that does – that doesn't excite me at all. Like, I enjoy having interactions with players, trying to make them better, trying to make them better people, trying to make them better husbands, fathers, and try to share the lessons that I've learned along the way, help through the mistakes or pitfalls or issues that they come across as a player. And so when you sit down and you see these guys, especially this year, this is a big year for when a lot of these – I was in a lot of these guys' high schools. I was in a lot of these guys' homes. I've recruited a lot of these players just because this is the kind of the window, you know, 4 years since I've been in Ohio State. This is that fifth year. So there's a lot of guys that as they're coming through the interview process, I saw in high school.
What's the process of building the playbooks on the offensive and defensive side? Where are you on that? What's the time?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's going really well. We kind of break our time up, and Dean and Matt has kind of broken the time up to, you know, football kind of in the morning with the staff, and then evaluations in the afternoon. And I would say defensively, it's a blend of what Dean and I kind of have done in New England as I was a player and he was a coordinator and a coach with some of the stuff that we did in Houston. And I think offensively, it's going to be some of the stuff that Matt's very familiar with, obviously, as well as, you know, Keith, our offensive line coach.
I know it's constantly evolving, but do you have like a finished version for guys on April 2nd or whatever you're allowed to?
Yeah, so April 9th, we're going to start April 9th. There'll be a finished version, clearly, when we start to talk football.
In terms of a backup quarterback, are you more comfortable with guys who have experience, or would you rather have a guy who maybe his skill set is more close to the line?
Critical position, just like all the backups that are ready to play on Sunday. So I think that, you know, a guy that can go in and win the game, finish the game for you, win a game. You know, guys that have won in this league, and you come in and, you know, you watch, you know, the MLB playoffs, and the starter gets rocked in the second inning, and it's, hey, we got to win the game, and you bring a guy in from the bullpen that's got to win the game. He's got to go four or five or six innings, and he can't just get you out of the game. He's got to win you the game in the National Football League, just like the playoffs. And so that's an important position. It's a guy that is able to control his emotions throughout the week of being a backup, but also is the ability and the confidence to go in there and win the game. I just, you know, you look at Tom Brady, and these are just personal instances, which when Drew got hurt, you know, Tom embraced that role, and he went in there with the intentions of winning every snap. And ultimately, he became the starter, and we probably won't have that situation in Tennessee, but it's a critical position.
What excites you the most about Morgan?
He's just a great human being. I think if he's half the player that he is a person, we're going to be, you know, really excited. Got to know him before he went on his travels and went to, you know, wherever he's at. You know, we communicate, you know, via text, and just trying to get to know him. Just trying to get to know our quarterback, and you know, that relationship is going to be critical, and he's a great human being. Well, I think that I was lucky to play for John Cooper at Ohio State, and I was lucky to play for Bill Cowher. And clearly, I would say that the most success that I had as a player was in those 8 years in New England, all personally and then as a team. Got to work under and for Urban Meyer and for Bill O'Brien, and so I've been able to try to take everything I can and apply it to things that we're going to try to do, things that I liked, maybe things that I didn't like. And so we're all better off for having spent time in New England, clearly. You know, got three championships. College is paid for my kids, so those are all good things. And I learned a lot from Bill, and Bill has remained a good friend and a guy that, you know, we'll compete against.
Mike, John talked about how you guys need to be on the same page as far as evaluating.
Yeah.
How important is it for you guys to
be? It's critical. It's critical. The alignment with our staff and our scouting department, spearheaded by John and I, you know, is critical. That John and I, we won't always agree, but we'll We'll have mutual respect for each other. We've already watched film. He loves to watch film, so it's easy to sit there and watch a guy if we have a difference of opinion. And I think that if we agree on everything, that we're probably not doing our job hard enough. But our coach, you know, I think it's also critical that our coaches and our scouts have a great relationship as far as player acquisition, that they're seeing it through the same set of eyes, how we may use a guy and what they're looking for when they go out on the road. Go ahead, I know.
When you first made the transition from player to coach, what was the hardest part of that?
Yeah, I think that learning how to be a great teacher. I think that as a player, you can be instinctive and you can have awareness and understand the playbook, and you kind of just, things kind of come maybe, let's say, naturally. Well, when you go back and you're coaching 18 and 19-year-old kids in college, you better have a plan, you better have a progression, you better have a teaching style that's able to stimulate them as well as get your, you know, what your message is across to them in different ways, with understanding that they learn differently. Some guys need walkthroughs. Some guys love to watch film. Some guys love to get on the board. So, you know, I think that was the thing that I learned the most at Ohio State.
Have you and your staff already set what role you want Marcus to have in the running with the other people that have been involved in the game? Or is that something that was developed on the practice?
I mean, I think that we have an idea. I think that we have an idea that what plays he may end up running and what plays he may end up handing it off or throwing. You know, we got to be smart with, and he's got to be smart, right? It's how much are we going to use him to run the ball? How much harm is he going to put himself in? You know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. You know, the risk reward of when he does run with the football. So we get all those things, and I think that we're just got to be smart with how we use him, and he's got to be smart on how he takes care of his body.
Coach, there's been
about 2 minutes
left.
DeMarco Murray could be a salary cap casualty. Do you view those as erroneous?
You know, I don't get into a whole lot of reports outside of our building. I think what's most important is what happens inside our building and what John and I view as important to our team. So as far as reports, I couldn't comment on those, but I know that John and I understand that he's under contract and that we'll move forward until he's not under contract. I'm sorry?
What's it been like to work with these
again? It's amazing. It was just great to be able to get him to be able to come and help us defensively, share the same belief. I was always very, very prepared when I played for Dean in New England. And I think that he did a great job with a veteran group of linebackers. He did a great job with our defense when he was coordinating it. Obviously, I admired him and stayed in touch with him when he was in Baltimore, and we're excited to have him.
How much of that is Pat LaFleur does not have experience with in place as an offensive coordinator? How did he lay any concerns you might have about taking on that team?
I think these guys that are able to process information that they've learned quick. When Matt and I visited and talked, you know, I think that you can understand how smart he is and able to handle different situations, and you know, whether that be going from first and 10 backed up to, you know, now in the red zone after a big play, and his vision that he had for the offense and what he liked to do on first and second down, his vision for third down, you know, all those things that I think that, calling a game will be easy if he is able to stick with the plan that, you know, we shared and we talked about.
Have any kind of discussion with him about the fact that both interviewed to be head coach?
You know, I think that that's a unique situation. I think that when I brought his name up to John and Amy, they were excited because that was somebody that they had targeted to lead their team, and I think they felt comfortable with him. And then after him and I were able to have a conversation, they were excited that we could potentially move forward with bringing him onto our staff.
Last question.
I'm sorry.
Do you like all this stuff?
I love all this stuff. Go ahead.
What were your impressions of Matt Patricia as a position coach? What do you think he could bring as a head coach?
Again, Matt was a detailed coach, a coach that was able to – and it, understand it, it wasn't easy probably coaching a bunch of guys that had been in the NFL for 10 or 11 or 12 years with Vrabel and Brewski and Say. I mean, we had – trust me, I'm sure we had all the answers. And he probably was like, yeah, you guys have no idea. But you know, Matt was able to manage those different personalities and have us prepared. He was able to think outside the box and be creative. And I'm hoping that you know, he has a lot of success, except for when he plays the Titans.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We're gonna take a